all today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Wednesday edition of the show, and we're kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, on the way here tonight, we've got a bunch of immigration stuff to cover, but I'm going to put that on hold because last night we had a pretty important story that we never managed to quite get to. And so I wanted to start things out with this. The Marines. They're being recalled. According to Reuters, the U.S. Marine Corps will start recalling thousands of inactive service members in the coming months to counter a steady decline in the number of non-active troops volunteering for duty, said the service on Tuesday. Colonel Guy Stratton, head of the Marine Corps Manpower Mobilization Plan, says the service is short some 1,200 volunteers over the next 18 months to fill roles in the war on terrorism. The total shortfall fluctuates regularly, he said. To meet critical needs, they have authorized the Marine Corps to issue involuntary recall orders to members of the Individual Ready Reserve, which is part of their non-active force.
Now, right. So when you sign up for military duty, you essentially sign up for 6 years, but only four of that is necessarily going to be active duty. And then you've kind of got
really, was it 6 years? Because as I recall, when we talked about this in the past, and I don't know if this article addresses these details, but as I recall, and if you are in the military and you can correct us on this, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Again, that's 800-259-9231. But as I recall, I thought individual ready reserves went for 8 years after your tour was over.
So you have 8 additional years after you get out?
That's what I thought I remember, but I can totally be remembering wrong. So
I don't remember that, but...
That doesn't sound right. I can't see that. That'd be 12 years total duty. That does not make any sense.
Yeah, but it's individual ready reserves, which means you're not doing anything unless you're called back.
And the people that are signing these, signing on the dotted line here,
exactly.
They're not really thinking ahead. Because if they were, they would be saying to themselves, oh, wow, they're going to be giving me the equivalent of $1.50 an hour, and if I try to quit, they're going to throw me in jail.
It's really silly that they're doing it. But they do it all the time. I mean, obviously.
I mean, if I work at McDonald's, I might get a grease burn. If I work in the Marines, I might get shot in the head.
Well, they're doing it all the time, not because it's such a great deal, but because they've bought into this idea that the military is so wonderful.
It's going to give them discipline, which the question I have to ask you is, do convicted criminals have discipline when they come out of prison?
I don't know.
No! Their statistics are as high as 85% recidivist rates. These guys don't have discipline. Why are you going to have discipline because you went into the military?
I don't know. And why are you going to have more discipline than necessarily getting a job somewhere else where you have to show
up on time? If you want discipline, you have to give yourself discipline. Mm. Somebody else can't give you discipline. They can punish you if you don't do the right thing.
Well, people are joining the military because they have been brainwashed into thinking that it's this noble deed, that they're serving their country, when in fact, what they're really doing is just serving the whims of politicians in Washington, D.C. Whether those politicians be Republicans or Democrats, they're doing what the old men in Washington want them to. There's nothing there about protecting America. There's nothing going on in regards to protecting the Constitution or anything. If anything, they're actively violating the Constitution on a daily basis. So despite the fact that they swear an oath to the Constitution, apparently it's overridden by the fact that they've sworn an oath to follow whatever orders they're given, regardless of their constitutional status. So they're joining because there's this sort of this mythical aura that has been developed around military service. It's just, ooh, that's a good thing. You're good if you're in the military. It's good to join the military.
I'm a good American citizen.
I'm serving my country. And then there's, of course, some people that join because they just feel like they have nothing else. I mean, they don't have a job. They don't have...
Anybody can get a job.
I know. Anybody can get a job, but they feel like, oh, I don't want to work at McDonald's for the rest of my life, so I'll go and get a career with the military.
I'll tell you, the uniform that the Army has is better than the uniform that McDonald's has.
Sure.
But once you've worked at McDonald's for a period of time and you take it seriously, you're then going to have a better uniform.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, then they have the slightly
Manager's
better
uniform.
I don't know personally what other people think, but I always think of the guy in charge of the McDonald's or the Burger King as, you know, an upstanding guy.
Sure.
To me,
I deal with a lot of crap.
I mean,
yeah, you definitely do. That's for sure.
I know that they make a living wage as the managers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't see, the military doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't make sense to me.
And if
a lot of it has to do with Daddy went and Grandpa went.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It's usually like this family value type thing where, you know, Mommy or Daddy wants you into the military, so therefore you get into it.
Well,
because
Daddy and Grandpa were in the military. And
my mom sure didn't want me going.
And they were indoctrinated into the military. Well, as we pointed out, or as I pointed out before, at least from our experience in talking to guys who were in the military, it seems like they go one of two ways. They either get in, and then they realize that they've made a mistake, and they hate it.
A huge mistake.
And those
and
guys,
that seems to be the larger of the numbers.
Well, those guys aren't going to encourage their kids to join. But the ones that get in and love it, the ones that become military men, the ones that are lifetime military dudes, those are the ones that are inculcating their children from day one with, you should join the military
but
like Daddy did.
That doesn't make any sense because there has to be fresh blood coming in all the time, because even if every one of these guys has two kids, mm-hmm. and then that kid has some kind of experience.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that's where all of the recruits come from. I'm just trying to outline where at least I see people who are joining the military are coming from. What's their history?
Well, there's also good benefits, supposedly, or people believe that there are good benefits with joining the military. You know, they pay for college education, some of your housing.
Which, as we found out from people who have joined the military, that's not all it's cracked up to be.
Right.
I don't remember the details, but that whole college thing, they're not being totally
It's not always that easy to use. Yeah. You have to do it in your spare time. You have to fill out a bunch of paperwork. Just like getting Pell Grants and all that stuff now, it's not easy. Nobody's going to hold your hand through that process.
But think about it.
Now, if you think about the benefits, like the 20-year thing or the, 20 years, you work till you're 38 and then you're done, you get a pretty nice little
pension.
Nice, but you have to go 20 years in the military, and I personally wouldn't want to do it. At that point, your work ethic is in all likelihood shot.
Well, it will be the Marine Corps' first involuntary recall since the ground invasion of Iraq in 2003. No more than 2,500 Marines may be involuntarily activated at once. About 3,500 Marines are available to be recalled. 35,000 Marines are available to be recalled involuntarily. While the length of each activated service member's duty is capped, there's no time limit on the Marine Corps' authority to involuntarily recall Marines for jobs in the so-called global war on terror, a war whose parameters remain largely undefined. So there's no time limit on their authority to involuntarily recall these Marines.
If it was 10 years ago when you were in the Marines, they could still call you.
You're a member of the individual ready reserve.
Okay.
And, of course, the question is still here on the table as far as how long you are a member of said individual ready reserve. The authority is until the war on terror is over with, according to the representative. Until we're told to do otherwise, we're going to use this power. The Marine Corps' move comes after almost 5 years after the September 11th attacks that led the United States to declare a war against terrorism of global reach, and more than 3 years after the Iraq War began. Many Marines have performed three tours of duty in Iraq since March 2003. While the U.S.
Wow.
Army's provided most of the ground forces fighting an insurgency there, the Marines have carried a heavy load and have been deployed on one of the most dangerous parts of Iraq, the Anbar province.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond Iraq,
that's where Fallujah is, right?
I don't know.
Okay. I believe so.
The broader war against terrorism is expected to last many years. The Marines and Army have been meeting monthly recruiting goals, but some analysts have questioned the military's ability to sustain long-term operations with its all-volunteer force.
Well, and that it leads me to a story I've got is the next thing that they're threatening is the draft.
Well, they've been threatening that. Why are they threatening it now more so than before?
Because they need warm, blood-pumping bodies to throw at those bullets.
What is it that you're suggesting is pointing more towards a draft today than there was pointing towards a draft 3 years ago?
Because people are sick and tired of this war. It's a stupid war. And Bush has said, I'm not going to pull out. The way that the young American men are going to vote against this war is by not joining the military. And it's happening with the Army, who's, I've got a story right here on their backdoor draft policies and how many people are...
Before you start that...
I'm not going to start it.
Here's the detail we were looking for. Under a general contract, a Marine serves 4 years on active duty and 4 in the individual ready reserves.
It is 8 years total.
Yep. While on reserve, they may volunteer to return to active duty to fill needed roles. So what's happening is, since they can volunteer, the Marine Corps is saying, hey, our Marines, the best of the best, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They aren't stepping up. The ones that are on involuntary ready reserve are not volunteering, and since they don't have enough volunteers, they're going to force them into service again. More's on the way. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Keys? Check. New car smell? Check. Contract? Check. You've struck your best new car deal, but I'll bet you didn't figure on this. When I come back, I'll ensure you don't miss a very important calculation.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
You just think you figure the cost of your new car, but don't put away that calculator yet. The added value of insurance could put a heavy drain on your checkbook. Vehicle color, sunroofs, stereo, and tinted windows don't count. But price, body type, rag tops, and weight compute to heavy dollars, as in hundreds every year. So tally the total cost of car ownership. Choose a vehicle, then compare rates among makes, models, and insurance companies. Since 37% of consumers interviewed plan to buy new cars within the next year, this advice will really add up. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 120,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. They get you right to it. bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Well, as we pointed out here, the Marines are involuntarily recalling people for duty. Apparently, when you sign up to become a Marine under a general contract, which I guess is the default contract that most Marines get, mm-hmm. you get 4 years of active duty and 4 years in the individual ready reserves, or inactive reserves, rather. And that means that they can call you up at any old time that they want to within that four-year period. Now, Marines have the ability to just simply volunteer. So if they want to get back into the action within that four-year period, all they have to do is call in and say, hey, do you need me? I'd like to come back.
You think they send letters saying, Marines, Uncle Sam needs you. Need you to go out there and kill some Iraqis. Come on back, kind of thing. You send,
like an invitation letter?
An invitation, yeah.
Of course they would. I think they would.
I would think that they would, too. I mean, have these guys' addresses before they have to go yanking on their chains and bring them back involuntarily. I would think they would send them a letter.
Persuade them back, maybe.
I would.
I would think they might even call
them. It's worth the stamp.
Well, according to the one of their spokes bureaucrats, the number of Marines volunteering outside of their active duty service requirement has been steadily declining for 2 years.
So, gee, I wonder why.
It hasn't just been on a flat level. It's been continuously going down. Less and less Marines are volunteering for service.
That's because this is a dumb war. People are recognizing more and more it's not a war. This is a dumb military action. It doesn't make any sense why we're over there trying to do police work for the Iraqi government that can't figure it out in the first 3 years. I mean, how hard should this be?
Well, get this. The spokesperson says he couldn't say why the Marines weren't volunteering.
Oh,
well,
my goodness.
It's not his job to say.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to the phones. We're going to talk about the draft, which apparently the winds are blowing yet again on that one in a moment. But first, let's talk to Bo in California. You take control of the airwaves. Bo, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm sorry to change subject like this, but I listen to the iPod. So anyway, a couple of days ago I called about child support and things like that. And there's one point I want to make real quick. You guys have talked about border checkpoints in America. There is a border checkpoint 80 miles north of San Diego, and mm-hmm. they intermittently pull people over. They have, you know, guys out there in the middle of the road looking at in your car as you pass by when you slow down to like 5 miles an hour. So I heard you guys talking about that. So.
It's we've heard them reported in Texas. And in New Mexico, this is the first one I think I've heard about in California, so...
it's been there for the past 4 years.
Is it an installation? In Texas, they actually have like a multi-million dollar installation, an actual checkpoint, or is it just some guys with a roadblock?
No, they have a building there, yep. They have, you know, yep. big, huge signs, cameras, and everything, so...
When did you go through it?
I go through it every day.
Oh, wow.
Every day, and it's randomly that they'll stop, they'll line everybody up, and you have to go through, and the guy will wave you through once he looks in your car and says, okay, you don't look illegal, so go ahead, that kind of thing. So, but for the most part, it's pretty much open, you know.
So you believe that you haven't been harassed because you're not illegal looking enough?
Correct. I'm a tall white guy, so they're not going to stop me.
Try slapping a sombrero on, see how that goes.
Yeah. Isn't that like racial profiling or something?
That's exactly what it is.
Absolutely.
That's so sad.
That's so despicable. Wow.
Yeah.
So.
On to my other point. A lady named Nancy called in response to my child support issue, and some points that I wanted to make was when you go through the family court, all of your pay is your child support is garnished. They take it from your check. It is not an option. I have never fallen behind on my child support.
Oh,
they garnish
that's right.
It automatically.
She was calling in response to your call over the weekend where you had been inquiring about the Free State and how things might be a little different in regards
Correct.
To child support and that sort of thing. And
Correct.
She had suggested that because you had a garnishment, because you'd mentioned that you had a garnishment, that meant mm-hmm. that you were a deadbeat and therefore they were getting you for being a deadbeat.
I've never been a deadbeat. I did lose my job at one point. I mean, I lost it. I was laid off.
Is it possible that it works differently state to state? Maybe they don't garnish in every state?
Dude, that's what I'm thinking, because she said she was an attorney at one point in Indiana, and it may be a little bit different out there.
Do they garnish everyone who has children immediately, or do you like get one chance, and then for whatever reason?
No, it's automatic. It is a bureaucracy set up automatically.
I see.
I want to also let everybody know that if you are in the child support program, you are part of the welfare system, because it is under Title 4D of the welfare system. And the thing about it is there are no guidelines. you could make six figures and the government will still help you with child support. And to me, that is, states are spending hundreds of millions of dollars taking child support from one party and giving it to another when the need does not exist.
Wow.
And it's a huge waste of taxpayer funds.
So they're just doing it so they can take some off the top and
exactly. They make hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's why everybody wants to yell deadbeat, because they know that if the truth comes out about the whole situation, that they're going to find out that it's nothing but a welfare program where the states are making millions of dollars on it and setting up huge bureaucracies. And
so
then it's a horrible thing for a person to go through. And I want all of your callers who have experience to please call in and give their comments about it.
So this deadbeat term just really, it's just demagoguery, you know.
Correct.
They just name call, and then once that name's been called, there's really nothing you can do about
it
because...
Do it for the children.
Right.
You know,
it's like calling some guy a rapist.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because of the severity of the charge, is suddenly everything else... Everything else is out the window.
Right. And she said something about simply go back to court. There's nothing simple about going back to court. If you have hundreds of thousands of dollars, yeah, you could do it, but hey, I'm just an average Joe. I can't afford to go back to court.
Right, you can barely afford the child support payment.
Right.
It's very intimidating to go before a judge and stuff like that. And also, she mentioned something about
my ex. Especially when they're biased against you because of your gender.
It's not like things went well the first time.
Exactly. And my ex has not abided by the court order. I've had to take her back dozens of times so that I can see my kids, and it's to no avail. They don't do anything to her. Nothing, and it's so incredibly frustrating.
That must be.
She was homeless. She had an order for protection against a live-in boyfriend. I was scared to death for my children. And I have a whole other story where I actually went to jail trying to protect my kids. It's absolutely disgusting.
Can you share that one quickly with us?
Well, real quickly. Basically, my kids were calling me saying, Daddy, Mommy's homeless. Daddy, Mommy's boyfriend's beating her up. Daddy. And when I was finally able to have some parenting time with them, my son said, Daddy, please don't send me back. I'm scared to death. And so I didn't. I kept him. I called all the authorities and told them, look, here's what I'm doing, and this is why I'm doing it. And they said, okay, fine. Well, my ex got an ex parte hearing back in her state, and next thing I know, in California, I'm being arrested for child abduction and parental kidnapping. And trust me, it was done ex parte. I had no idea.
What's that mean?
That means that in her state, she went to the judge and said, he's done this. Don't let him know that we're getting this order, because if you do, he'll run, which was absolute bull crap, because I tried to contact Alabama, and I'm sorry, that's where she lives.
Right.
And they said, who are you, and what, because she hadn't filed the divorce decree there when she fled to that state. And it was a huge
bureaucratic nightmare.
It was, and here my kids are suffering.
Yeah, it's so sad that the children have to continually be stuck in the middle of this crap. Bo, thanks for the call, man.
Hey,
you're going to want to stay tuned tonight because Melissa's got a really sick DCF story for you. You're going to love this. 800-259-9231. More parents losing custody of their children for just some more ludicrous reasons. On the way, the draft, your calls about whatever you want, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality
quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Again, that number 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. The Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you with dozens and dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photo, validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you like thinking outside the box politically, there's a podcast you should know about. Common Sense with Dan Carlin is popular with a lot of FTL listeners because it's a smart current events program that tries to be politically independent. They also like to focus on solutions rather than just problems. Give it a try. You can download the MP3 file or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So as we discovered in the beginning portion of the show tonight, the Marines, the best of the best, the military's most exalted, highest honored division.
It really is.
They're just
shy of being something like a Green Berets or recon or something like
according,
that.
I mean, for the SEALs,
according
yeah.
to the Marines themselves, according to their spokespeople, the Marines that are on inactive ready reserves are not volunteering enough to fill the roles that they need filled. The Marines are not volunteering enough, so they have to force them back into service. They have to drag them back in. They have to order them back by punishment of law, by threat of throwing them in a brig somewhere. You better come back and fight in Iraq or else. That's what they're telling the Marines, which means they're having a really tough time. We knew already that they were having a tough time recruiting new members for the Army. They constantly were missing their recruitment goals, so they kept lowering their goals mm-hmm. and lowering their standards.
The Marines were having a hard time, too, because I remember seeing somewhere that they were trying to recruit people through MySpace. So I know that They were having a difficult time as well.
The only group that we heard that was missing their goals was the Army.
Okay.
Maybe the Marines are having a tough time, but I think they're still meeting their recruiting goals. The Army wasn't meeting their recruiting goals. So now you've got the Army having a tough time recruiting, and the Marines can't even get their guys to come back. The ones that have been through the system, the ones that have been indoctrinated into the military lifestyle, they aren't coming back. So what's going to happen next, Mark?
Well, they're just talking about it, but it says an Iraq veterans group.
Who's they and what's
it? I'm sorry, from the Raw story, the title, it's titled Group U.S. Marching Towards Military Draft. After yesterday's Marine Reserves call up the Defense Department, Iraq veterans group says that the draft will be the next step.
Mm.
This is according to a report on ABC News. Reports yesterday indicate that 2,500 inactive reserve members of the Marines were called up for duty in Iraq. The Marines are members of the individual ready reserve. We know all this. We have already given 4 years of service, allowing them to return to civilian life. However, they are contractually obligated to return to service if needed.
Mm-hmm.
But John Soltz of the military group VoteVets.org warned that the call-up showed the lack of plans for victory in Iraq and the problems faced by an overburdened American military. Furthermore, he warned ABC News' The Blotter that the move is one of the last steps before resorting to the draft.
Wow, that's pretty frightening.
Yeah, the Bush administration has repeatedly claimed that it is in favor of retaining an all-volunteer military force, but...
Sure, they can say that's what they favor... But then when the chips are down, when it's time to get some more troops in there and the volunteers have dried up, then they're going to say, well, we favor an all-voluntary force, but
there's people in the Middle East that need to die. So we're going to have to kill them. And if we can't kill them just voluntarily, we're going to have to force some young American men to kill them involuntarily.
And, you know, if we can... If they're going to invade Iran, and we're still waiting to see if that's going to happen, hopefully it won't, but if it does, they're going to need to get some troops from somewhere. I can't imagine they're going to pull too many out of Iraq. They're probably not going to empty out the 700 military bases that we have around the world, so those troops are going to have to be generated from somewhere. And that would be a perfect opportunity for them to bring back the draft, don't you think?
I definitely think that they're going to bring it back. I seriously think it's going to happen.
And, of course, if they bring back the draft, that's good for the military-industrial complex because it means more bodies to clothe and to feed and mm-hmm. to buy armor for and
right.
put in tanks and order new weapons. And
new caskets to fill,
right.
the whole thing. I mean, it does.
There's no reason for them not to at this point. I mean, if they feel... What do you think? If they feel
what's going to happen? Is George Bush going to get voted out of office? I think you'll probably see it after...
After the election?
After the election in 2006. They seem to... You know, but I don't see why. It's going to be bad for the Republicans if they bring the draft back before November.
Right.
But...
And they're already having a tough time.
I don't think the Democrats are going to stop it.
Well, no, Charles Rangel's a Democrat from New York, I believe, and he is one of the guys who's proposing the draft.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
So it's going to be a bipartisan effort. Now that they're coming, Rangel is supposedly coming at it from, and he brings this up every year. He reintroduces his draft legislation every year, and it's been shot down every year.
Thank God.
So far. But his reasoning is that, well, if we draft everyone, then more people will oppose the war. And that way, we won't get into the war anymore. We won't, it won't work out the way they expect it.
It's kind of a crappy idea, in my opinion, but...
Yes.
He might be right. It might be the only thing that actually works, but I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go that way. I mean, let's
certainly
stop the death penalty by killing a bunch of convicts.
Yeah,
I think it's a crappy idea.
Do these experts, these military veterans, have anything else to say?
No, that's the whole of the article.
So they just believe that's where things are going.
VoteVets.org is claiming that it's going to be a draft. There's certainly no draft is on the table yet, but I don't think it would take that long. I mean, essentially everything's in place. We've already read that the
Selective Service is still around.
They're
still doing their thing.
They're sort of ramping up. We've read stories
They were taking volunteers for it. I know they were looking for volunteers for it, so...
It's been a while since we've done draft coverage on Free Talk Live. It seemed like the winds were blowing a little bit more a couple of years back, but now it looks like things are getting worse.
Not even a year ago, we read an article on them. What were they doing? They were going from town to town, making sure that some kind of centers that they had in place were working.
Oh, yeah, the draft boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, what they have is the system that's in place, if they flip the switch on the draft... Then the draft boards have to be formed by volunteers in, I don't think any of them are paid at least, and if you know more, definitely call in at 800-259-9231, but there are draft boards around the country in different areas that are supposed to form, and they're the ones that, I don't know if the draft boards actually send the notice that, hey, you're drafted, but they are the ones that hear the excuses. They're the ones
right.
that will vet those who have been selected for the draft as to whether or not they have an excuse as to whether or not they can get out of the draft. So that's one of the... So, yes, they were checking that out about a year ago, that mm-hmm. are these draft boards fully staffed in case we need to bring back the draft?
Now, I would think that it would take at least... I would, in my mind, I would think it would take them at least a couple years to plan for a draft. If
Why?
Not...
The infrastructure's there. I mean, I know that the government, and they're slow and incompetent, but the system's already... It's still there. It was never shut down. The Selective Service... was instructed to continue to run, to continue to register young people for the draft. When you're 17 and you're a male in this country,
That's
you
correct.
Get that card yeah. from the Selective Service, and there's a threat on that card that says that if you don't fill this card out and send it back in and register for the Selective Service system, you could face a fine of $500,000 or 5 years in federal prison.
Don't
and
you
so
think
kids do it.
Don't you think it's actually going to get to the point where they don't even require them to fill out that card anymore? I mean, I would think that they would just get the information directly from the driver's license bureau.
I suppose
or
if things got bad enough, but I don't think they're having a tough time with kids not filling that card out. When you're 17,
oh, I know
that's scary.
Several people who have not returned those cards.
I wish I hadn't returned it.
Oh, I'm sure
did.
You do.
I returned mine.
Not that I'm going to do anything if they send me a draft notice. I'm not going to go.
No.
That's going to be your excuse,
just
Ian.
Just because I signed their stupid card doesn't mean I'm going to follow their orders. However, I wish I'd had the courage to say no at 17. I don't think most people do.
No, a lot of people don't. But I do know several people who would much rather take that chance and haven't submitted their card. So it's a sad situation. I mean, it's inevitable. We know it's going to happen sometime in the near future. I know
I hope
it
it's not. I hope it's not going to happen. If it does, things are going to get really interesting in this country. Because if it takes anything to reactivate the anti-war movement, which has sort of been out there, they do a protest here and there, and a sit-in here. I mean, there is an anti-war movement.
Yes, there
but
is.
But they're not as in-your-face. They're not as active as they could be. And I think that if they did bring back the draft, I think you'd probably see the anti-war movement kick into overdrive.
Oh, yeah.
I hope, at least. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts. Do you think the draft is on the way back? If so, what are you going to do if you get, well, the notice or one of your loved ones does? 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered. But only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and shop with us. We've got our friends over at Amazon. Got a nice little agreement with those guys to where if you enter Amazon through our website at amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy will get a percentage of the purchase. The prices are still the same great prices, still the same great free Super Saver shipping deals on most many of their items. Amazon.freetalklive.com, shop in there, over 30 categories of products. And again, a percentage of your sale goes to Free Talk Live if you go through Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Robert in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Robert in Florida. Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good.
Hey.
Hey, I was actually calling about the previous segment. You guys were talking about the draft.
Yes.
Actually, you know, when I turned 18, I just got a letter in the mail saying, you know, you've been entered into the draft. I didn't fill anything out. It's just,
really?
Yeah.
They
so
didn't
it's
ask.
Automatic.
Melissa was right. You didn't have to sign anything and send it back?
No, nothing.
Oh,
wow.
My.
I knew it was coming. It was only a matter of time.
Wow, that's pretty disturbing. So what are you going to do if they call you up?
I don't know. Run away. I don't know. I'm going to...
run away.
I don't know. Not go to war. I don't know. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting question as to what the exact process should be for someone that doesn't want to be involved. I don't know if you should just ignore them. I don't think they... Personally, I don't think they deserve a response. You want to send a threatening letter to me? I'm not going to even respond to you. That's just how I feel about it. I'd rather they just think that I didn't get the letter than think that I did and then come after me with even more zeal because I'm ignoring them or because they know that I got the letter and I don't want to go.
Either way, they're coming to my door, you know, with guns to send me there, so.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't happen. Of course, as things do get closer, I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion about exactly what can be done about that sort of thing. Any other thoughts for us, Robert?
Definitely. No, that's all.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the amplifier line and Romans in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark.
Well, good evening, Melissa, and gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
What's up?
Long-time listener, hooked up with you guys in May of 2005. Almost never miss an episode.
Wow,
and
excellent.
I'm not sure if my favorite part of the show is Mangrich clearing his throat or Ian's voice cracking, but you guys are...
I'm glad somebody notices.
That's always fun, isn't it?
I've heard it a couple of times on playback, but I don't notice it when he does it.
Mangvich, you're talking about Ian's voice?
Yeah, his voice cracking. I know I clear my throat just about every time I read.
Very, very subtle Ian's voice crack because he is a well-trained professional.
When he gets excited.
Maybe someday I'll finish puberty and it'll be all done with.
I only notice it when you get excited.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are talking about the draft. You're talking about reigniting the anti-war movement. I was sitting at a bar in Chili's. You know I'm from New Hampshire.
Okay.
I was in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, eavesdropping on these two young men, professional guys. They were talking bad about this administration, and they seemed kind of nervous because they realized that I was listening to them.
Hmm.
And I said, I love George Bush. I think George Bush is great. And they looked at me like I was crazy, and I said, because I believe in the pendulum factor.
Please explain.
And he keeps pushing the pendulum, keeps pushing the American people. My brother refers to the American people as a sleeping giant.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wake them.
So
hopefully they'll realize as we go into this next election and they start to push the terrorism and find new ways to increase the fear in the people, maybe they'll wake up to this election and go, you know what, maybe I should vote this time.
Man, it's very optimistic of you. I wish I had that level of optimism about the American people. I just don't know at this point. I mean, it just seems like they've been pushed so far as is. I mean, with the restrictions at the airports, this just kind of tyrannical police state that we're getting into here, how far do you think that this sleeping giant needs to be shoved before they actually do respond?
Tough question. And no one will know until the response is felt and the American people stand up and vote and use their franchise to change this country.
What if the voting's rigged?
Well, that's another question, you know, and the news is out there, the information is out there. Someone said, a politician, I know it wasn't P.T. Barnum, but somebody said, you don't need a new government, you need a new people.
Hmm.
You need a new populace.
Yeah,
an aphorism.
I was thinking about what you're saying as far as the pendulum effect, and I do believe that the pendulum does swing, but When you talk about, has we ever gotten to a swing of less government?
Been wobbling between left and right size big government.
Right.
But when you were talking about what happened to Rome, this is the nature of human beings in these kind of organizations, governments. You know, we're only a few thousand years from being knuckle draggers.
It's true.
In the bush.
Good point.
So and I'll invoke the name of the prophet Bill Hicks, who I'm sure you know who he is.
Yes, former comedian, late comedian from the, I guess he, when did he die, mid-90s?
Late 90s?
Yeah.
Pancreatic cancer.
So in both?
Might have had something to do with five packs of cigarettes a day, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be a factor.
But Bill talked about evolution. He said evolution didn't stop when we grew thumbs, when we had opposable thumbs. Now we're evolving ideas. Evolution is painful. It's always messy. And that's what happens. The pendulum swings two steps forward, three steps back.
Well observed. And maybe we can help it swing back faster and sooner than it might normally, because I personally I don't want the pendulum to swing out all the way into a police state. I don't want to get to that point before the sleeping giant wakes up and blood must be shed. I think it's going to be possible to swing it back beforehand, and hopefully you're in agreement.
I hope so.
There. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, Romans. 800-259-9231. At least that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to initiate. Whoa, board up. You got a dial tone there. Oh, wait, no, that's mine.
Learn to run your own equipment over here, damn it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So then. So that's what we're hoping to do in New Hampshire is utilize forms of nonviolent civil disobedience, and hopefully maybe we can get control of, you know, sort of the political aspect of things, spread the good word about liberty and freedom, and maybe we can wake these people up before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really feel like at some point it's going to be too late.
It needs to happen. It needs to happen soon. That's for sure.
I don't think people should have to die in the second American Revolution.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Your thoughts at 1-800-259-9231. Well, speaking of pushing people too far, one man who has been pushed to the very end has been Jose Padilla. And
Padilla.
I know. I just can't.
He just can't.
It's just so wrong. It's so wrong.
I can't insult that. I mean, it's Padilla. As far as I'm concerned. So I'll just continue to mispronounce it.
Apparently, but the name of the family uses
they claim
Padilla.
Padilla.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, a federal judge on Monday dismissed a terror count against Mr. Padilla, the U.S. citizen once identified as a dirty bomb suspect and detained as an enemy combatant. U.S. District Judge Marcia Cook said in a written opinion that the charge, conspiracy to murder, kidnap, and maim persons in a foreign country, duplicated other counts in a federal grand jury indictment handed down last year. According to the judge, quote, an indictment is multiplicitous when it charges a single offense multiple times in separate counts. She added the indictment exposes Padilla and his co-defendants to multiple punishments for a single crime. So she's saying if he only did one crime, then you need to just indict him one time. You can't keep indicting him on the same crime and just changing the name of the crime that you're indicting him for. Basically, it's kind of what she's saying. The indictment, she noted, quote, alleges one and only one conspiracy, and that the same facts are re-alleged in each of the consecutive counts. Cook also ruled that a second count against Padilla and his co-defendants was duplicitous, charging them with the same offense under two sections of federal law. She ordered the government to choose between the two counts, which provide for different penalties by Friday. The counts in question are conspiracy to provide material to support terrorists and providing material to support terrorists.
That's the same exact thing.
Attorney That's General, U.S. Attorney R. Mr. Acosta says, quote, we stand by the charges in this indictment and will respond after a full review of the court's order. So they're going to try to fight this judge's order.
Right.
Padilla has pleaded not guilty to the indictment, and a trial is scheduled for early next year. And as of early next year, won't he be going on 4 years in federal custody?
It's got to be close to that. I mean, it was shortly
He's
after 9/11.
He's over three at this point. Yeah, I think it'll be around four and a half years by that point. President Bush designated him an enemy combatant after September 11, 2001, turned him over to the military. Padilla, who the government alleges has al-Qaeda ties, was added to the South Florida indictment in November. Two co-defendants have also pleaded not guilty. A fourth defendant is in custody in Egypt. The whereabouts of a fifth defendant is not even known. The indictment alleges the men belong to a North American terrorist support cell and intended to carry out holy war in foreign countries. So apparently we can actually charge guys in this country with a charge that has to do with them committing crimes in other countries.
Yeah, well, apparently we can just toss away their human rights because, well, they're not citizens, too, so we can do whatever we want.
You mean the rights according to the Bill of Rights and all
right.
that?
Yeah. The Bill of Rights doesn't mention citizenship.
Not at all. It's supposed to apply to everybody that this government deals with. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. We got a sick DHS story coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?